Now let's lead off by tallying up the toll of gun violence in Bloomington Normal. Charlie Schlenker has more.
Two people were killed and 12 injured by gunfire in Bloomington Normal in 2019 as the number of shootings climbed to 50 for the year. Those 50 are a combination of shots fired incidents or when someone was actually struck by a bullet. Bloomington saw 33 shootings in 2019, up from 15 in 2018. There were 17 more in Normal. Gun violence touched all corners of Bloomington Normal in 2019, from the west side to the east side, near homes, apartments, and businesses. Some blocks were traumatized by repeated incidents.
So we have a crisis.
That's Diane White, co-leader of McLean County's Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America chapter.
And we are committed to fighting this gun violence in all its forms, because Moms Demand Action knows it doesn't have to be this way.
Data from Bloomington and Normal Police show the number of people who were shot but survived in 2019 increased to 12, up from 7 in 2018. The number of fatal shootings fell from 9 in 2018 to 2 in 2019. Here is Bloomington Police Chief Dan Donath.
There's always an ebb and flow to certain things, and so we try to take a look at some patterns that might exist for a little bit longer term in order to see if there truly is a real pattern occurring.
Donath says a fair amount of Bloomington's 33 shootings trace back to hybrid gangs.
There is actually quite a bit of randomness. Some of those shootings are people that weren't from our city, were kind of not on our radar. So there isn't a huge pattern in there other than we do have some regular people that we have regular contacts with that were involved in some of those.
Another contributing factor is social media. Donath says social media has stoked a troubling glorification of guns and violence seen in the young people who post photos of themselves with weapons.
I don't know how much we as a police department can affect that, but the public and society should be mindful of that and try to discourage the culture around guns.
Diane White with Moms Demand Action cites a study from Every Town for Gun Safety that found 58% of adults reported they or someone they care for have experienced gun violence in their lifetime.
I don't personally know these people that were murdered by gun violence in Bloomington Normal, but I have had the honor and privilege of meeting some of their family members. And I will tell you, their stories are unique, but their pain and anguish is sadly similar.
Moms Demand Action supports what it calls common sense gun laws, such as red flag measures and required responsible gun storage. White says they plan to lobby state lawmakers this spring on closing loopholes in the background check system. Except at gun shows, unlicensed gun sellers are not required to conduct background checks in Illinois.
If our legislators are not on board with 87% of the population who do want stronger gun laws, then we need to vote them out.
You can see an interactive map showing every shots fired incident in 2019 in Bloomington Normal at WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker.